Hi, I'm Dan, and this is
Amy. Hi.
And would you say is your last name?
No, just Amy. Hi.
Okay, I wasn't sure if your last, if you were trying to make your last name higher, if that was your catchphrase or something.
It could be. I mean, I'm still working it out, but
it's not like a catchphrase for you. I think you could do better.
Okay, well, I'll keep working on it.
So we're grilling. Do you grill often?
Not at home, but I used to grill quite a bit. It's been a while, so it's kind of like riding a bike. I feel like I got right back on it, and fire meat. It's a basic human function, so I think I've handled it pretty well.
Do you know when the first sort of settlers began grilling? Like, when did barbecues first begin to happen?
I think after the steel era, actually, until you could make metal that didn't melt in fire, you couldn't make a grill. So before that, you just had to throw the meat in the fire and hope you could go back in after it.
And why would someone grill something over maybe like sautéing it or cooking it on an oven stovetop?
Well, it's fast. It's a good excuse to be outside with friends. And it also sort of sears in the flavor. It's like eating fire when you eat grilled food.
Do you feel that this is something that you feel maybe more you haven't experienced life until you've grilled? You've eaten something that was grilled, or it sort of adds something to the food that you wouldn't taste otherwise?
Well, I feel like all cultures grill. So anyone that hasn't eaten something grilled, unless you're maybe an Eskimo living in an igloo, I would imagine a grill would be dangerous. It might melt down your house. But everyone else should grill at all times, really.
Do you think grilling is a great equalizer among humans?
I think it is. I think fire brings us all together and then burns some of us.
What do you think about arsonists? You sound like an arsonist, by the way.
No, I actually don't like to set many things on fire. I mean, I live in Pittsburgh, so couches every now and then, you know, you light a couch on fire. But that's just good, clean fun. You know, I don't want to burn down anyone's home. I want to stand behind it and burn meat.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. If anyone needs to burn meat in the future, feel free to contact Amy. Hi. Do you have any last comments?
No, I just let's get this stuff burning.
Whoa, that's deep.